Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted for what God is doing and what He has done. I thank God, my family, my friends. I thank all of my co-hosts. I thank each and every one of you for being on the line of the Alfreda Love Show. So many things are happening. There's so much going on, and I'm so excited. On tonight, we have our needs and wants. We want to manifest our needs and wants. And there is a situation in which God says, you know, I have something better for you. And when we're walking in the path of righteousness and in our will, we become weary. God shows us many things. He allows us to experience many things. And God says, I have something better. And so I don't want anyone to be discouraged. I don't want anyone to be or feel like God is not near you. Put your hand on your chest. God says, I'm right here. I will be with you always. And so we're going to have a great time on the ministry. God's going to do some great things. He's going to give us a revelation and some encouraging words. And then we're going to say goodnight to one another. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9 says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us that we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. We thank you for blessing us to make it through this very day. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are going into hospitals, Heavenly Father. That you bless them from the top of their head to the crown of their feet. Would you bless those who are coming out, Heavenly Father, and those who are thinking about going in. We know that you're the great I Am. We know that you're the great physician, and we thank you for the rehabilitation of those who are out of the hospitals, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Then, Lord, we ask, would this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing within your sight? We ask in the name of Jesus that every need and want that is in the will, in your will, be granted, Heavenly Father, according to your riches and glory. We ask in the name of Jesus, if someone is feeling like you're far away, we ask, would they put their hand on their chest and see how close you are unto them, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the divine connection. We thank you for the manifestation of your glory, your favor, and your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the spirit of who you are. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless this to be a great week, because there's some great news coming down the line, and we just continue to ask you for your anointing and your health, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet, Lord? Would you bless everything that our hands to touch to be successful? Would you bless our minds, Heavenly Father, to be exercised in spirituality and righteousness? And would you bless each test, Heavenly Father, that we take, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to be a test of success, Lord? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are in school and those who are getting ready to graduate. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are in careers and those who are getting promoted and those who are just going further and further in many doors that are opening. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the valley moments and the mountain experiences. We thank you for the yeses, and we love you for the noes, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being the God who you are, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for keeping us. We thank you for the new business adventure, Lord. And we thank you for the new things that are happening in order to glorify and magnify who you are. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch and bless each person that we're connected to, Heavenly Father? Would you bless them in a major way, Lord, because the anointing is here and is present, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each test, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each trial that we had to go through and each storm that we've had to go through, because it has made us stronger, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to build us up and help us to be like you and to edify who you are, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each thing you've done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And we are getting ready to go into our needs and wants. And so what I want you to do is get out a sheet of paper or your journal. And when you get out your sheet of paper or your journal, I want you to go ahead and focus on a particular scripture that I'm going to read to you, because I told you I have a journal. And in this journal, it has different biblical verses and things of that nature. And so we want to be able to go ahead and look at this particular journal and just bless God for the things he's going to do and thank God for everything he's done in our lives. Okay, so we're looking at our journal because we're getting ready to manifest our needs and wants. And actually, we're on this particular scripture, Ephesians 2 and 8. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is the gift of God. Once again, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, Ephesians 2 and 8. So we have been saved by grace. God's grace follows us. God's mercy follows us. And so as we prepare to write down our needs and wants, I want you to go ahead and write down those needs on the left side. And I want you to write down those wants on the right side. Now, as the Lord is speaking, I want you to understand that in everything that has transpired this week, you have been a blessing. We have been a blessing to someone. Amen. When we talk about blessing, whether it's we've blessed them with our knowledge, we've blessed them with our skills, we've blessed individuals with our word, with the word of God, with the ministry of God, everything is focused on God. God has allowed us to be a blessing, and God says before the reward comes the blessing, we must be of service to others in blessing. And I don't want anyone at this particular time to feel discouraged, because God says that when a door opens, he says that door is for his glory, that door is for your success. He says when it's closed, he says that door was just not right for you. It wasn't tailored towards you. He says he has something better. So you have to understand and realize that we're in the season where God says that his grace and his mercy and his favor is sufficient. And you have to realize and understand that it's because of the will of God that we are able to walk through so many doors, and God opens up so many doors, and he puts us on so many platforms that we don't even deserve. But God sees something in us that we don't see in ourselves. And before this ministry is over, I want to play Sister Tasha Cobb's song. Amen. Put a praise on it. Amen, because God is getting ready to do some great things. And as I was preparing for the show, the Lord gave me a glimpse of something he's getting ready to do in my life, and I thank God for it, and I bless God for it. And so as we go on and as we progress forward, I want you to continue to think about God and his goodness and his mercy. Now, remember, on our knees, we're thinking about others first. We're thinking about our family, charity stores at home. We're thinking about our friends. We're thinking about our coworkers. We're thinking about students. We're thinking about other individuals beside ourselves, and we put ourselves last. That is not denying ourselves, but it is once we're able to be of service to others and to bless others through the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, God can bless us abundantly. But we can't be selfish, because we know that God hears and he knows our prayers. He knows what we need. We want to make sure that we cover everybody. And so with the needs section, be sure that you think about if somebody's going in the hospital, if somebody's coming out of the hospital, if somebody's in rehabilitation, if someone's going through treatments. Put all those people first, then put yourself. Then when we think about wants, what is it that those individuals want? Some people just want to live, you know. And so put all those things down as to what people people want. Now, this is what I request of you, and we're going to do this all this week, and I'm going to even make a newsletter. I want you to pray for each and every student who's taking a test on next week, God's will. Some students have already taken tests, but I want you to really pray for those students because we know that good things are going to come, amen? Good things are going to come for students who take tests on next week, says the Lord, amen? And so we're going to have a successful week, God says, a successful week in the name of Jesus. So if you would, if you know of any student, or, you know, you don't even have to know a student, right? Just pray for each and every child who's taking a test next week. You know, pray for adults who are taking tests. You know, some people are taking medical tests. Some are taking written tests. Some people are taking spiritual tests. God is testing us to see if we're going to keep the faith. God says he's opening doors. He's closing doors. Are we going to still be with him? Are we going to still have faith? There are so many tests going on that, you know, some people say, I've tested out. But in the kingdom of God, we're constantly in the motion of tests, and God says you got to pass all these tests, right? Nobody's a failure, amen? Nobody's a failure, and God has shown these things, and as I said before the ministry came on, God showed me a glimpse of something, and he says, I'm preparing you, amen? And so I'm excited and delighted to do the work of God and the kingdom work, and so I want y'all to continue to pray one for another, you know, as we travel and as we spread the news of God and pray for our kids as they take these tests. We're going to pray the stress demon away. We're going to pray the confusion demon away. We're going to pray in the spirit of knowledge and wisdom. We're going to pray in the spirit of understanding. God says there is a tree of wisdom. Amen. He says, you know, there's a tree of wisdom. And I ask that God pour that wisdom into each of these students' lives. And I ask that this be the year where all students miraculously, my goodness, how did all students in the state of Texas pass with a 70 or above? How did that happen? Because of the grace of God. There's no formula. So we pray for each and every person. We extend our hands and we pray for those who are in other countries. We pray for the famines that's going on. God speaks famines. He says the desert. We pray for those who are without water, those who are without clean water. We pray for those who are missing. We pray for the bereaved families. We pray for those who are expecting great things from God. We those who are depressed and stressed out. We pray for those who know God and those who don't. We pray for sheep that are going with God, and we pray for lost sheep. We pray for dispositions. We pray for our minds. We pray for our bodies. We pray for our health. We thank God for our health. We thank God for a peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank God for the spirit of righteousness. We thank God for the Sunday of Mother's Day. We thank God for Father's Day. We thank God for Daughter's Day. We thank God for Sunday. We thank God for everything. And so as we get into our needs and wants, and we're going to pray tomorrow, God's will as well, but as we get into our needs and wants, I want you to really think about this, and I want you to be sincere because we're getting down to the wire. God says there are many tests. He says that the way you know that you're getting down to it, he says, is because he's opening and closing doors. And don't be discouraged when God closes a door. Amen? He says because maybe he didn't want you to go through that door because there's something in there that he may not want you to have to be subjected to. So you thank God for the closed doors and bless God for the open doors. Amen. And so God says that he has something better for you. And so you do not get distressed or discouraged. He says because your needs and wants are already met. It's already done. Amen. It's already done in the name of Jesus. And so we have to depend and trust in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's look at our needs and wants real quick here. And I'm going to play some music, and I want you to really think about your family, and I want you to think about your friends, your coworkers, and I want you to write down some things, some needs. You know, if you know that they've lost someone, or you know that their family member is going through something, or you know that they're going through something, I want you to pray for them. And I want you to ask God to bless them. And I want you to ask God to be with them. Even if they don't know God, even if they don't go to church, even if they don't pray, still pray for them. Because we have to be intercessories. We have to be intercessories for those who may not want to pray or may be too weak to pray. We bear the infirmities of our sisters and brothers. So therefore, we need to pray. Amen. So we're getting ready to get started. Let's start with our needs and then go to our wants. And then I will come back on after about 5 minutes or so. Thank you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Thank you.
as this next song comes on and you're finishing up your needs, remember that the wants are based on what God wants for our lives. Now, you do understand and realize that God has created us to be his creatures, and God has tailored us to be the individuals that he would want us to be. So as you look at your needs and needs for healing of individuals and things of that nature, and wisdom and strength and spiritual gifts and whatever business you have, as you look at these things, understand that there are things that God requires of us. He wants of us, and God wants us to make a joyful noise. He wants us to ask, seek, and knock. He wants us to keep hope alive. He wants us to love one another. He wants us to honor our parents. He wants us to love everyone. He wants us to do unto others. He wants us to worship him. He wants us to walk by faith. And the list keeps going on and on. So remember that it's not about what we want, but it's about what we need and what God wants for us. Amen. And when you understand, and when we understand that, it's not about what we want, it's what we need and what God wants, then our lives will be so much better. And we can understand those valley moments and those mountain experiences, because God says, I have something better for you. He says, I didn't make you for this. I didn't make you for that. He says, I made you to be in the image of me. He says, well, you can exalt my name. God has to put you in a position where his glory will be revealed. And so we thank God for everything that he has done this week. We thank God for the open doors, numerous. We thank God for the closed doors. We thank God for the sunshine, and we thank God for the rain. And so we just thank God. And what we're going to do right now is, the Lord is speaking, God says, we're going to let God have his way in our lives. And I told the Lord, any way you bless me, Lord, I'm satisfied. Whatever goes, whatever comes, I'm satisfied, because I know that I'm in the hands of the Lord. And you should know that as well. And so if you're ready to surrender yourself, then I dare you to tell the Lord to have his way in your life, and he will. And so the whole basic form of this particular show is to understand that your needs, something that you need healing. There's some family members that need healing. There's some people that need recovery. There's some people that need Jesus. There are some people that's going through some things, that's going through some surgeries. And we ask God to touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. It doesn't matter who they are. We ask God for their healing. We ask God for their deliverance. We're intercessories for those individuals who may not know God like we do. That is our job. And then as far as the wants, God has wants for us. So from 8 to 12, or when I wake up, when the Lord blesses me to wake up, My breakfast is the word of God, because I want to make sure I'm preparing my body and my mind for when I go to all these various places to speak. I'm preparing because I want to be in the image of God. I want people to see God before they even see me, by how I treat people, what I say, what I do. And so each day I'm going, how can I be better than yesterday? How can I serve people? What can I do? I want to be respectful. I want to treat people well. I want to be hospitable to people. I want to understand that people are going through things and they may just have a bad day. And so God is building me up for something greater. He says, but you must sacrifice something. So what is that? He says, your food shall be the word of God. He says, you are no longer on milk, but you are on meat. And so the word of God keeps me going. Then after 12 o'clock, that's when I eat the food of the world. But I want to make sure that I'm prepared so that when I speak before people, what thus says the Lord or any other speaking, I want to make sure that I'm right. I want to make sure my heart and my mind is right. And so that's very important. So when you're putting down these needs, we put it down these wants, make sure that we understand and recognize that the wants are justified by God, and our needs, those things that we need, there's some people who need healing. You know, we all need to be delivered from something. And so I want you to really take this serious. So as we wrap up, I want you to think about all the great things that God has done this week. Whether God has told you some yeses, or he's told you some noes, or you experienced some valley moments, or you haven't, continue to thank God because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Amen? Amen. And we're getting ready to wrap up this section of our needs and wants. And there are several people on the line. You don't have to say anything, but I'm going to pause for about 10 seconds, 10 to 15 seconds. If you have something to say according to anything concerning needs or wants of Jesus Christ, then this is your time to say that. And then we're going to move on to our announcements.
Thank you, Lord. I just thank you for the suburban life. I thank you for the blessings. And I do ask that you have your way in my life now and through eternity. Thank you for the sacrifice that has been made on my behalf, that I might have life, might have it forevermore. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I know it's a little staticky, but I heard everything you said, and may God continue to bless you, and I really appreciate your comments. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our needs and wants. I have a few announcements to make, and as I said before, any time that you would like to say something, feel free to do so. This is your show as well. As I said before, this is God's show. I'm just overseeing it. So anytime you want to say something about God or the ministry, feel free to do so. But here are a few announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can click on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. Click on Love Radio. I would love, love, love to have you listen to the ministry. In addition to that, gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, community leaders, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, 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 Facebook, Alfreda Love, that's AlfredaLoveE, or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you as a featured guest on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. Remember, pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for someone you do not know as well, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Be sure that when you pray for your family members or anyone else, that you call out exactly what they need. If someone's going in for surgery or to get something removed, you pray to God. God, I bless you as they get their whatever removed, whatever it is. I bless you as they have open surgery. I bless you, and I pray that they have a successful surgery. Pray for those individuals. If they need better eyesight, I pray for their eyesight. If they have back pain, neck pain, I pray for their pain, Lord. Call it out, and I guarantee you the Lord will respond. You have to call it out and be sincere about it. In addition to that, I have three different websites I want you to check out. If you will, please go to alfreda.hubpages.com. Alfreda.hubpages.com. That's one of the ways in which you can connect with me. These are some articles that I've written. Please read these articles. We have some articles over crime and law enforcement, Christianity, the Bible and Jesus, education for kids around the world, charities, fashion models, television and TV shows, celebrities, blues music, and politics, of course. We have many different things, so please be sure to check that out. Also, the other website is alfredaloveshow.com. This is the big website. You will hear some music in just a second. Make sure you check out this particular website here, because this particular website has everything, okay? Here's the homepage. This is the Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's a gospel legend. She's really into film and gospel. Then we have Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's into ministry and gospel. So if you're looking for someone to open up for your events, someone to speak, then these two ladies will be the two ladies that you would want to contact. Now, if you click on Love Radio, you will be right into the studio. And if you look under my picture, you can follow the particular ministry if you would like, and you can receive updates every time this particular ministry comes on. Now, this the website just tells you what time we're going to come on. So when you receive the email, it'll just give you the time and the date of the show. All right? Okay, let's move right along. If you scroll down to the bottom, you will see the Marcy Gerald story. This is a true story. We're working on a particular script for this particular story. So be sure to check that out, Marcy Gerald story. All right, there's the radio station again. If you click on Spiritual Guide to Go, all right, Spiritual Guide to Go, you will see that we have paperback books, we have PDF, we have EPUB, and we have the Kindle. All right, we're going to actually have a book study over a spiritual guide on the go beginning next week. So be sure to listen in on the particular station because we're going to have a great book study. All right, if you go to the About the Venue, you do know that this is an international radio station. All right, it's international. And so that means that it's everybody hears it. I mean, we have people right now listening in their cars. We have people listening in nursing homes, people listening all over the world. I've had people from England contact me, London, I mean, everywhere. So this is an international radio station. Be sure to connect with us on this radio station. Also, location and contact, once again, if you want to send a comment or review, you put your name, email, subject, and message. Be sure to do that. Gospel artists in the industry, here are some of the gospel artists. Be sure to support their music, support what they're doing. As we all know, Sister Erica Campbell is starting her own radio station on Radio 1 on May 10th. So be sure to check her out. She will be on in the mornings. And so if you check out her page, you will find the exact dates and times and things of that nature. All right, some important links that we have. Of course, there's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford again. Check out her music. She has some great music. Be sure to check out her website. And Minister LaShawn McLemore, check out her music and her website as well. There's the radio station again. Then here is Love's Comedy and Entertainment. We've had several individuals who've joined this fan page, and I'm going to be posting on Love's Comedy and Entertainment as well as Love's Media and Event Coverage and the Love of Jesus Ministry. Once again, here's a spiritual guide. If you click on this page, here's the Amazon. They're temporarily out of stock, but there are some other ones. If you click on right under the paperback, you will see other books as well, other guides as well, and you can still purchase, okay? All right. So let's go back. Let's go to LinkedIn if you want to connect with me. Many business individuals connect with me on LinkedIn. If you're a writer, please connect with me. Please. I would love to write a book with you. Also, we have professors who will be coming on as well, and I'm so excited about the opportunity to interview professors because I really want to tap in to that particular area because the mission of this particular ministry, unlike some of the others, is that I want to give you knowledge from other individuals and myself as well of how to remain in college and finish, how to finish. And so if we speak to professors who are already in the trenches and things of that nature, then you can be successful because these professors know what it takes. They know what type of students make it and things of that nature. So I really want to give you a plethora of information. So if you are a professor, and I have many professors who I will bring on the ministry, if you are a professor, I want you to connect with theafreedomloveshow.com. And you do so by emailing me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Once again, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to connect with you. Would love to write some books. I'm working on a few books because I'm really gonna get into this business seriously about writing books and getting information out to people. That is my mission. God has already given me the okay, so I'm doing it. Okay, but I really want to tap into the professors. And so we're going to start bringing in some professors, not only from Texas, because I've had some magnificent professors. We're going to bring in professors from other cities and states, and we're just going to give you the information of how to be a successful college student or how to be a student, period. We're going to give you those nuggets. So listen to the AfreeToLoveShow.com. All right? So if you want to connect with me, you can connect with me on LinkedIn. It's under Alfreda Love, A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. All right. So just look out for more professors and other individuals on this radio station. All right. Let's move right along. let's go to meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Now then, I'm going to say a little bit about this particular page. If you stay on this page, you will hear her music. She has a couple of CDs that's on this page. Sister Bradford is in Memphis, Tennessee. So if anyone is in Memphis and you need someone to open up, she will be the person. She's great. I brought her to Texas because she was one of the judges for our talent show. Her work is magnificent. She's an anointed woman of God. She's just someone who you would really want to open up for you. As I said before, she's creative. She writes music. She's an actress, and she's just really a people person. And so this is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. So research what she's doing, support her music, and things of that nature. Okay? All right. Meet Radio's Dr. Avrita. Love. Okay, so this is yours truly. For those of you who are just joining me, all right, here's a little bit about me. If you need a speaker, then love is always the answer, always, always. And so we talk about cool classrooms. We talk about bully-proofing schools. We talk about control your metabolism, move something, five habits of successful people, motivating the team, and, of course, religion, your churches within the heart, relationship, religion, and relief. And we've added some other things, such as investing, understanding what investors want. We're also going to have some grant writing things, and I just now have Periscope. So I'm going to be making videos, and I'm getting with other professors and other entertainers and individuals, and we're going to really, really, really begin to give you this knowledge. And I'm going to have some of this on the radio at freedomloveshow.com. We really want to take this up a notch. I know that you hear us a lot by telephone. You hear us, but you don't see us. And so my goal is, since God has given me this vision to multiply knowledge, you will see more streaming videos as well. When I travel to speak, I will have someone video some of the segments so that you can see what's going on and see the person that you're bringing to your city or state to speak. And so I really want you to look at that. Love's Author Corner. These are only some of the books that I'm adding some more because I have some more emails. Check out these particular books. They're with education, religion, politics, success, and things of that nature. Check out these books. I know I used the 1 Minute Manager with Dr. Ken Blanchard when I was a grad student. And this is an excellent book. Health and Human Performance. The main thing is to remain healthy and move and watch what you eat as well. And so that's the main thing with that. As far as entertainment and television, these are some of the entertainers. So please support their projects and what they're doing. R&B is rhythm and blues. These are some of the individuals in R&B. Then when we look at meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore, she's also a minister of music as well as speaking. So if you really need, she's in Ohio. So if you need someone to open up in Ohio, then that would be Sister LaShawn McLemore. Be sure to check her out. Then, of course, here's some community engagement. These are not all of the pictures. Of course, there are many more of community engagement, and so I'm going to add those pictures. I was out of town Monday, and then I came back today. So I'm going to add some more pictures, but I really want you to check out all of this information. Check out this website. Bring your friends. Tell your friends the Afrita Love Show exists. AfritaLoveShow.com exists. Be sure to bring them on this page. I have one more website titled StellarGospelMusic.com. StellarGospelMusic.com. And, of course, yours truly, I am the host. And here are some new music projects, and we're going to add a couple of more projects as well. To inform the AfritaLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com with the artist, album title, label, and the release date. Amen? And the release date. Two of the artists that we have highlighted is Sister Tasha Cobbs and Mr. Travis Green. And so those are the two gospel artists. Now, the AfritaLoveShow.com shows for April, and we're going to change some of these, but the Elizabeth Gerald story, that's a huge story. Many people are picking up on that story because it is very touching. And I just want you to hear that story. And then, of course, me, Miss Janice Montgomery. We're working on the magazine, some TV shows. We have Bounce TV, It's a Man's World. Mary Mary come on Thursdays. The Carmichael Show comes on Sundays. Of course, we have Empire. Amen. It comes on, and we want to congratulate them. Then, of course, the top 10 Billboard we're going to have this week. And then please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. Of course, at emonya_love@yahoo.com. This is the AfritaLoveTelevision.com. We're going to have different clips, and when I go speak, we're going to have clips of that. If you want to contact me, you can contact me via Facebook under Afrita Love or Dr. Afrita Love or Afrita Imanya Love. If you want Instagram, it's Afrita Love. If you want LinkedIn, it's Afrita Love. You can advertise your church. excuse me. Just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. A little bit about the ministry. As you know, this is an international radio ministry. If you want to understand some of the format of the shows and the features, here are some of the particular shows that we've had. Okay? If you want to contact me, of course, here's the contact form. Put your name, email, subject, message, and please click on the submit button. For some services, of course, we're a radio station. We have many different events, speaker, book, blogs, things of that nature, church events around the world. We're adding some of those church events around the world as well. Okay? All right. If you go to the Facebook page under Afrita Love, and it's open for this particular segment, you will find a listing of everything that is going on within this particular week. And on today we had manifesting our needs and our wants. And then on tomorrow, God's will, we're going to have praying with love and power. Then we're going to have Miss Melissa Hood. She's out of Round Rock, Texas, Austin, Texas. She's going to be here Thursday. She's going to talk about the ADHD mind from childhood to adulthood, and she experienced it herself. And so she can give us a little bit of insight on what children go through when they have ADHD. Then we're going to hear from Miss Cherie Solomon at 9 p.m. on Friday. She's the co-founder and director of Priceless Child Care and Learning Center. So we're going to have her on the ministry as well. We want to congratulate Mr. Jonathan Butler because he has a new single out, I Am That I Am, from the album Free. So we want to really congratulate what he's doing. Of course, we want to congratulate Sister Erica Campbell. I'm going to list some of the new songs that we have from artists. Also, I'm working on a couple of new books. The Lord, you know, God says sometimes you have to get out there and make it for yourself through the help of God. And so we're going to bring some new books out. We're going to roll out some new books. Then, of course, the Spiritual Guide on the Go. We're happy to understand that this particular book was used in Bible classes, so we're happy about that. And, of course, we're going to have a professor's corner because we really believe in education. We really believe in college, and we really want to give you a blueprint of how to be a successful student in college, whether it's study tips. We want to bring professors in who talks about anatomy and psychology and math and statistics and all that good stuff, because I want to make sure that we're giving you the information that you need. That is the mission, says the Lord. Amen. And then, of course, speaking engagements, the AfritaLoveShow.com will be in Memphis, Dallas, Austin, and other areas as well. Be sure to check out A Spiritual Guide on the Go. If you want to be on the ministry, just email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. We also want to congratulate Ms. Vivica Fox because she was a guest on Man and Wife. If you're in the Bellmead area, please be sure to read the article that is open to the public. This particular article is very important because at this particular time, we have early voting going on, and then on May 7th, there's going to be voting all day. So find out where you're going to vote and vote like you want to, but I want you to read this article before you go and vote. And as I said before, we will always support your decisions and your vote. Amen. All right. Then, of course, we're going to have some investors, individuals who's looking for some work, some quality work. And so I'm going to introduce you to a couple of investors, and I'm going to have some on the show as well. As far as grants as well, we're going to have some grants because we're really going to get into this. I know this ministry is because I have, well, God has some visions for this ministry, and so I'm going to really reach out and start writing some grants and really putting this mind to work, amen, because we have to continue working for the kingdom of God, all right? So as I said before, if you want to connect with me, then all you have to do is Facebook me, Afrita Love, or email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. I really appreciate the young lady who spoke on today. I really appreciate that. And any time that you want to come on the ministry and speak, feel free to do so, as long as it's about, you know, the topic that we're speaking on and it's respectful. You know, we had someone from Denver. And so there are many people, there are like 100 people on the line right now, and there are some people that's listening from their homes. They just clicked on the button. I thank each and every one of you. Continue to let your family and friends know about the AfritaLoveShow.com. We are growing in God's grace and mercy, and God is, I mean, people are just really falling back in love with God, not because of this ministry, but because of the Word of God. And we've had many people who've joined, and we say thank you. And so I really appreciate each and every one of you for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. I continue to pray for each and every one of you. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, because we're going to have Praying with Love and Power. I do not want anyone to feel discouraged, because God is in control. God is going to do it for you. And so because God's going to do it for you, he's going to give you that courage. He's going to give you that knowledge. He's going to give you that strength to keep keeping on. I am going to conclude this particular ministry with Sister Tasha Cobbs and Kiara Sheard. Put a praise on it. I'm going to conclude with that. And then if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up, because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love. And you're going to hear Sister Tasha Cobbs and Kiara Sheard put a praise on it, followed by our concluding song. Thank you so much for listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com. Be sure to come back on tomorrow.
Breakthrough in this room. Got my name.
Show Ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.